This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's time for Nacho's Revenge.
Nacho!
All right, your morning mess. Time for your favorite prank calls. Time for Nacho's Revenge. Can we say good morning to Stella?
Morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We are great. We heard you need some revenge on your man, Corbin.
Yeah.
What'd he do?
So here's the deal. My daughter, Abigail, is 14. She is such a gem. She was very kind. She was very patient. Mm-hmm. She's an excellent student. And for her 14th birthday, all she asked for was an iPhone, okay? Aww. She had a Firefly until she was 12.
Wow. A Firefly?
Is that those phones that cause like two people?
Yeah, your mom, your dad, and 911.
Oh,
that's cute.
Yeah, and then we got her a little Android when she turned 13, but she has not had a pimped out iPhone.
Pimped out, ma'am.
And I know that kids have iPhones now, like at 8 years old, and she'd get teased about it, and she was always such a trooper. You know, she never really asked for anything, but this year she said, please, can she have one? So my husband, he refuses to get her one because he thinks that it's going to, like, rot her brain, which I understand. Kind of true. But still, I mean, it's her 14th birthday, right? So, so this is what he does to her. Maybe you've had people in your life who've done this, where, like, there's a box within a box within a box.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So he gives her this box. She's so excited. It's like it could be a phone box. She unwraps it. Inside is an iPhone box. She's so excited. She's on the verge of tears because now she thinks she's got an iPhone, right? So she opens the iPhone box, and it's full of mini chocolate candies.
Oh.
Afterwards, he got her a phone or?
No. So now she's confused. My husband is laughing. My daughter's crying. He's like, you really thought I was going to get you a $1,200 phone? I'm like, what the hell? It's so messed
up. He didn't even give her no type of new phone?
No.
Oh,
wow. Now, I can understand $1,200 is a lot of money, but even a new phone could have.
Well, that prank is just so mean.
Yeah.
Wow. I feel so bad for her. She's out here crying on her birthday.
Yeah.
And he's normally a really good guy. He just has a messed up sense of humor, and he thought that this was funny.
I can't relate. Okay.
Uh-huh.
How do we ruin your man's morning here?
Okay, so I want Nacho to call him. Say he's calling from the phone store, and he has our daughter, Abigail, in the back. And he's going to call the police if he doesn't go pick her up because she stole an iPhone.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. This is so good.
Oh, no.
So good.
It's a great prank. Like, obviously, he's going to know why she stole it because she didn't get one for her birthday.
Right.
Yes, a little delinquent. I love it.
Carla.
Okay, so I'm going to be like, I'm calling from a phone store.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And that the phone store is going to call the police if he doesn't pick her up.
Oh, dang. This would freak me out. I'm not even a parent.
I know. I'm getting mad thinking my son JoJo would try to do something like this. Hold on, man. Let me relax here. Okay, I just need your man Corbin's number, and we're going to ruin his morning. Okay, Stella?
Excellent.
All right.
Exceeding.
All right, up next, your favorite prank calls. It's Nacho's Revenge with the Morning Mess. Morning Mess, in the middle of your favorite prank calls, Nacho's Revenge. We spoke to Stella. My goodness. You want to know how to ruin your 14-year-old daughter's birthday party? Make her think you're getting her a brand new $1,200 iPhone. Get the whole box when she opens it. Nothing but chocolates inside. Am I right, Stella?
Absolutely right. And she thought that she was going to get one because I told him to get her one.
And she's a good girl. She's a great daughter.
She's a great daughter. She totally deserves this.
What she didn't deserve was that prank. That poor thing.
No.
Oh, man. So obviously you talk to your husband about this and be like, why did you do that? She's crying. She's upset. What is his response?
He just thinks it's way too much money and that kids should not have smartphones yet. But she has to be able to communicate with all of her friends the way her friends communicate. It's
that
just
part.
Not fair to her. And if we can afford it, then I think we should do it.
Right.
And if you're not going to get it, don't do the prank. My gosh, on her birthday, yeah. I'll never get over that.
I mean, it's not like she's 10 years old. She's 14.
Yeah, you can't prank her on her birthday. You got to do that on Christmas. All right, so you had the idea of me pranking your husband and making him think that his daughter got caught shoplifting at a phone store trying to jack an iPhone.
Exactly.
He's going to be quite upset. I love it. Yeah. Are we ready?
Yes.
No. Here we go, y'all.
Hello.
Hello. Is this Corbin?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Corbin. This is Nacho Chavez. Nacho with two O's from Beep Boop 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 Phone Store. How are you today?
I'm fine. How can I help you?
Well, sir, I do have to let you know we have a problem here.
Look, whatever you're selling, I don't want it. My phone's fine. Thank you.
No, sir. Wait, do not hang up. I'm not trying to sell you anything. You already bought it.
What?
Is this Abigail's father?
Yes. Did she try to purchase something?
No. Actually, we just caught her stealing an iPhone.
What?
Do you know what an iPhone is? You know what that is?
Of course I do. I'm not an idiot. I'm sure it's a misunderstanding. She must have forgotten to pay. I can be right there to pick her up.
Well, you better be coming, because if no, I will be calling the police. The iPhone total will be about $1,200, please.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, you have to come pay for the iPhone and pick up your criminal daughter, please.
I'm not buying that phone.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Oh, my goodness. Why are you yelling at me, sir? Sir.
Can I just get the address to your store, please?
Yeah. Why don't you just track your daughter's location?
Her phone doesn't have that feature. I'll just Google your store to get there.
What kind of phone does she have that doesn't track her location? I have 17 kids, mister, and I always track their location on their iPhones.
She doesn't have an iPhone.
What? She's 14, sir.
Okay.
No wonder she wanted to steal one. Everybody has a smartphone nowadays. I just saw her phone. That's a C average student type of phone. Seriously, sir? Seriously.
Okay, you need to stop that.
That phone flunked the third grade twice. I'm just saying, cheap dog.
Okay, that's enough. It gets the job done, okay? Phones are toxic and children shouldn't have them.
Well, your daughter's about to have it because you have to purchase the phone now when you pick her up. Right now, sir.
No.
Sir, I'm going to call the cops if you don't.
How about I call the cops and get them to arrest you?
Listen, Corban, I am not the delinquent here. That's your daughter, not mine. I don't even know your wife.
She's not a delinquent. This is just a mix-up. I'm sure of it.
No, she told me she was stealing because you promised her you would get her one for her birthday and lied. So technically, this is your fault. If you would have bought her the dang phone, she wouldn't have to steal it. I wouldn't be wasting your time and me going out to brunch and have some mimosas with my friends, the gay mafia. Hello?
This is ridiculous. None of this is my fault.
You're a bad dad. Bad. Bad dad.
How dare you say that to me?
Because your daughter triple dog dared me to say that to you. That's why.
You, this is not my fault. I'm an amazing father, all right?
You made your daughter steal because you're a liar. You have liabetes.
What the f*** is liabetes?
Liabetes type 2. You are a liability. That's what I'm trying to tell you this morning.
Can you put my daughter on the phone?
Why don't you call her on her brand new iPhone? I already set it up for her.
You can't do that.
I just showed her how to block your number.
You unblock me right this instant. Unblock me right now.
I'm adding her mom to her favorite people.
Come on.
Look, I just made herself an Instagram account. She's very cute. Hand on the hip. I like it.
She is not allowed to have that.
Uh-oh. Abigail, sweetie, you should follow Foos Gone Wild on Instagram. They have great content.
Are you kidding me? Take that phone away from her right now.
Jeez, you're fine.
Corbin?
What the hell is going on?
My guy, we have to let you know. You're live on the radio. We're the Morning Mess. Your wifey Stella's on the line. She put us up to this prank call.
You made her daughter cry on her damn birthday.
You knew I was never going to get her the phone.
Yeah, well, guess what?
What?
I got her one, and I'm giving it to her today.
Wow! Hey.
Come on, Stella!
You better not.
I did it. I paid for it. It's done.
Damn.
I like her.
Well, if you're giving it to her today, I promise you I'm not giving it to you tonight. I'll tell you that.
Oh!
You better slay, Corbin.
You better slay. Return it, Stella.
Nacho!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.